This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Sports Bettors Paradise on the Bet Rivers Network.
All right, Jimmy out along with Brandon Stokely talking some NFL and some NFL recap and how it may affect some future bets that we're looking forward to. Well, job well done, Brandon. Very good. Denver takes a quarterback at plus money. Over 4.5. That was a sweat with 20 picks to spare. I mean, you know, to have it done, you know, that early is really something. And by, you know, to have six in the first 12 picks. And then also probably the most, historically one of the most surprising picks ever in the NFL draft. You invest $180 million in Cousins, and a month later you take a quarterback in the number 8 pick overall. I think that may have cost you your Raiders pick. If they have one of those quarterbacks left, do you think the Raiders probably take a quarterback? We know there's reports that they wanted to move up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they were going to take Michael Penix Jr. It would have worked out perfectly for me. And then the Falcons, out of nowhere, take a quarterback. You know, that's a head-scratcher, Jimmy. I mean, what are you doing? What's your plan if you're the Atlanta Falcons? What was your plan heading into the offseason? Did you have a plan? Or were you just winging it day by day? I mean, and that's not a good way to operate in the NFL. You get Cousins. Okay, once you get Cousins, now you got to put weapons around him to help him out to try to win. That's the lane that you're going in. And if you wanted a young quarterback, hey, then you stay away from the free agent quarterbacks and free agency, and then you go down that road. But they did both, and that's a good way to get fired in a couple years. It doesn't make sense to me. It's an NFC South division that's wide open, and you need to give Kirk Cousins all the help that you can give him to try to be successful, and they certainly didn't do that.
Brandon, I think all the weapons are there. I think you need to just make your team better, and that's why we all had them taking a defensive player with Drake London. He's good. Pitts is good. They're just underutilized. I mean, last year you had, going into the draft, one of only 12 1,000-yard rushers with Algier from BYU, and you take another running back. So they've got weapons, and they've got depth at their weapons, but, man, you got to stop somebody at some point. So that's to the point, so you talked about a wide-open division. I mean, the Falcons at minus money and the others like Tampa Bay at plus 300 to win that NFC South. I mean, I think there's some real value there. I mean, I'm looking for Tampa Bay to have a real shot to win that division. Hopefully, Baker can sustain a little maturity and a little bit of moderate success and continue on because he has some weapons at Tampa Bay as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at what they were able to do last year with Baker, first year there and making that nice run into the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, plus money for Tampa. Todd Bowles, love him as a coach. So I think that's a good one, Jimmy, for sure.
We did really well last week as well, including hitting our big win at plus 425, plus 450, whatever you had on Joe Alt going fifth. Harbaugh with the line of scrimmage. Stanford, San Francisco, Michigan. And when he was about to, I don't know if he's going to lose his job or not, but he had to rework his contract and give money back to the university. So that doesn't happen often. And he went back to what he knows best. And even mid-game, in the first one where they finally broke the Ohio State streak, the quarterback throws an interception in the red zone on first down. He said, pulling the plug. We go on line of scrimmage football. And it's just, he's going to do the same thing. He goes with Alt, the offensive line. So that was a nice hit. But he is rebuilding as well. They stayed with that pick, which I think tempers this or slows down the speed of his rebuild because it might not have been the best deal that was offered. But, man, with all these reports, I'm a little surprised he didn't move. And one thing, Brandon, that helped us out in our handicapping of this draft, it's very difficult once trades get involved. There were not as many trades in this draft, and that allowed Chargers to stay at fifth and take an offensive lineman, which we felt very strongly about.
Yeah, look, I think when you look at the Chargers, I mean, what are they trying to do? They're trying to help Herbert as much as possible, and they did. They need to retool that offensive line. Could they have gone receiver there? Certainly they could have gone receiver there. But you look at being able to find a generational offensive lineman tackle, it's hard to pass those guys up, right? It's not the sexiest of picks, but, man, when you look back in 8 years and that guy's been your starting – you know, tackle for eight straight years, right, and been to, you know, seven Pro Bowls, you say, hey, what a great pick that was.
Highest success rate of signing to that second deal as well is at offensive line at all three positions, at tackle, center, and guard. So, you know, we're talking about protecting the quarterback, and where's a lot of debate. And another one we hit on was the Jets taking an offensive lineman over the tight end. Yes, Bowers was tempting. And you say, well, yes, they brought in a couple of veteran tackles to come up and improve that offensive line. But Tyron Smith has sat more games than he's played the last 4 years. And they went offensive lineman, so we hit that one, protecting that quarterback. Reminds me of when Joe Burrow was finishing his first year. And I'm like, all right, he's got already getting hurt. It was Penei Sewell or Ja'Marr Chase. Both really good players, but maybe Burrow wouldn't have as many yards passing, but probably Burrow would be playing more games, not due to injury, because that protection has been so sketchy. But your thoughts on the highly discussed Jets going with that offensive line instead of tight end?
Yeah, I thought they might take Bowers there, but you got to protect your quarterback, right? It all starts up front. If you can't protect your quarterback, you don't have a chance to be successful offensively. So there you go again, showing the importance of offensive linemen and protecting your quarterback and getting a running game going also to help the passing game.
You know, it's you sit back and you watch Tyreek Hill at Miami, and when he's healthy, man, he is tough to deal with. I think he puts the most fear in defensive coordinators in the league, and I think he's the most impactful receiver in the league. But Kansas City still won two Super Bowls without him. But enough's enough. I mean, they go out and get Hollywood Brown. They draft Worthy as well, who set the set those speed records in Indianapolis for the combine. Well, I hope you enjoyed it while you could, because they're going to stretch the field again and maybe get that explosive, consistent explosive element. All those drop balls last year for Kansas City, and everybody else in the division is rebuilding. Man, it's minus 265. Might want to try and tie it up with somebody, but man, KC is going to be tough.
Yeah, they are. You know, again, you know, just being patient, moved up, a couple spots there to get their wide receiver. And if you look at what they needed last year, and what really hurt them last year during the regular season was drop passes and guys just not being able to get open. Those young guys haven't developed yet. Like you said, went out in free agency, got Hollywood Brown, drafted the kid out of Texas, the speedster. So they're retooling there. And when you got Mahomes and you got Travis Kelce, it just makes it a whole lot easier to retool. And so, again, like you mentioned, you know, Tyreek leaves, and then here you go a couple years later. They've won a couple Super Bowls, and now they got speed all over the place again.
Extended Kelce for two more years as well, so to stabilize that for the future as well. And in a two-part, your neck of the woods, you like Denver to take a quarterback. You were very – you felt very strongly about Sean Payton's not patient, and we know that. And well, he didn't have draft capital to move up, so he was down to his last pick the six quarterbacks up there. And at 12, he took him. And so, but also he didn't trade that pick to Philadelphia, who was needed a quarterback. They get a cornerback, didn't have to move up, and they get two cornerbacks, and maybe the top two cornerbacks on the board, and Mitch Lott of Toledo and Dejon down here, DeGene in Iowa. And so they get those guys as well.
Yeah, they did. So nice job by Philly. I mean, they needed cornerback help, right? And they addressed it in a big way. And, you look at Mitchell there for Toledo, I believe, falling as far as he did. You know, a lot of people had him right there in the middle of the draft there, 15, 16, and they were able to get him there in the 20s. So, you know, great pickups by them, obviously addressing areas of need and getting and getting two really good football players. And you look at the Broncos and Sean Payton, you know, I just had a hunch. I mean, there was no way that they were going to let that first round go and not take a quarterback. And from all indications from people in that building, from a person I was texting with, it was Bo Nix the whole way for months now. That was his guy. So, you know, if you're a Broncos fan, at least you know your coach got your quarterback now. And so they can start trying to build this thing the right way and get this thing fixed here. So, yeah, it was just crazy running quarterbacks there. I did believe that the Raiders were going to take a quarterback, and just they were gone, man.
Atlanta screwed that up, Brandon. Atlanta screwed that up.
They really did. But it's going to be interesting to look back in 2 years, right? I mean, we look at it now, we give grades, but it really takes a couple years to give grades on these drafts.
No wonder the Atlanta Falcons publicize not having Bill Belichick in their top three as a coach. He'd have cleaned house with some of that incompetence. I could tell you that as well. All right, Brandon, we'll see you next week. Speaking of the Eagles, already got a future bet on them. I'm going to get to that in just 1 second. I want to let you know what's going on. Boy, what a postseason we got going on in the NBA playoffs. Think you know who's going to set the tone for the game? Make that bet at Bet Rivers, and you'll pick up an extra bonus with the first bucket bet and get all through the NBA playoffs. Place a wager on who will make the first basket of any NBA postseason game. When you do, Bet Rivers will give you a profit boost to use on another bet. Depending on your loyalty level, you get a boost of at least 25% and as much as 100%. See the Bet Rivers app for full details on the first bucket bet and get promo that we have going on right now. We're talking about with Brandon Stokley with the Eagles, and Eagles are well run. This just in, their roster is pretty damn good. What happened at the second half of the season this year? Hurts tailing, but I thought it was not just Hurts. I thought it was the entire supporting cast. Defense, pass rush, inability to pay turnovers. Pass defense was porous. And their running game as well. So a lot of things. And Hurts was trying to be more of a pocket passer as well. And they were not having those designed runs as much of this past year. But they lose Kelce, and that's a big deal. But they needed some cornerbacks. And they get two of them. And Mitchell from Toledo is the highest graded cornerback. Not so much what he did in the MAC, but going up against future pros in the Senior Bowl workouts down in Mobile, man, he moved up and he was a consensus number one cornerback. They didn't have to move up to get him. They stayed at 22. A lot of people had them going to 12 to pick up. They stayed. And then they get Cooper DeJean out of Iowa in the second round as well. So rookie cornerbacks sometimes can be a little scary, but we've seen some success recently with Gardner with the Jets, Sertan with the Broncos, Stingley with the Texans. We've seen some rookie cornerbacks do pretty damn well as of late, and I think that, man, when you improve your weakness. And so now Philadelphia playing with a weaker schedule than the Dallas Cowboys, rebuild at Washington. Okay, the Giants, they got their issues. Plus money at Bet Rivers right now. So the reason I'm giving it out now is immediate reaction, not just after the draft, but the postseason as well. You pick up a piece like Saquon Barkley behind a better offensive line, behind a supporting cast that you just can't key on Saquon Barkley. That's going to be interesting, and he could have a big year. You know, the running backs at Philadelphia have had a lot of success over the past couple of years. So we'll see, but plus 120, I don't think it's going to be around for a whole lot. We're going to take Philadelphia to win the NFC East at plus 120. Something that Brandon and I touched on as well, and that's the Atlanta Falcons. And so how can you do it? These odds to win the NFC South not really changed a whole lot. They just blew it. I mean, Penix, I like Penix. Sitting down for a year or two or three, maybe history tells us it's a more successful approach. Whether it's, you know, whether it's Rodgers in Love at Green Bay or Mahomes, who sat the entire first year minus one token start at the end of the last game of the regular season at Denver, all the way back to McNair with the Oilers in the Titans, and you know, we've seen that approach work. And so, but this year they lose a piece, and they definitely need a piece on that defensive side of the football. Tampa Bay at plus 300, coming back with a little continuity to win the division. I think there's some real value. Atlanta could still win the division, but it tightens it a lot more as opposed to bringing a guy like Olatu out of UCLA or Turner out of Alabama. And then one more in the NBA, and that is Denver. So do you have our future bet from a previous podcast? And that is Scheffler to win the Masters, take paired with Denver to win the NBA title at plus 1650 over here at Bet Rivers. Big, big price. You got $10. I mean, bet a little bit on the other side here. It's a hedge in a sense because Minnesota, this is going to be a tough, tough series. Plus 172 right now, the T-Wolves, they're more rested. They have a deeper bench. They match up, although be careful in applying head-to-head in the regular season and the postseason. It's a completely different game. All you need to see is this Minnesota T-Wolves team. They got beat 3-0, including an important game on the last day of the regular season at home where they were never in it against the Suns. They play the four games in the playoffs, and the Suns are never in these games against the T-Wolves as they sweep them. Denver, fortunate they got out of there with five. It gives them a few days more of rest. But Minnesota is more rested in this one. Take them plus the 172. A little bit of a hedge on our Scheffler Denver to a parlay that's paying plus 1650 for Sports Bettors Paradise. I'm Jimmy Ott here on the Bet Rivers Network.